Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Chosen and Appointed.
Our reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you. Love one another. I remember it like it was yesterday, standing in the group of second graders, third graders, fifth graders, hoping, dreading, not caring, caring, knowing the two making the selection always began calling out names of the chosen ones with enthusiasm, with urgency in their enunciation, even delight present in their voices. Then as this herd of possible teammates began to dwindle, the voice inflections of urgency and enthusiasm began to wane and morphed into something more akin to, let's get this over so we can get started. The applause and whooped approvals at the call out of a name disappeared. And when you are absolutely the last one or two to be selected, usually there wasn't even an utterance of your name, simply a wave of a hand, more resignation than recognition. On the playground at school, we had no choice. The teacher made us play together and insisted that everyone be chosen for a team. It was different at home in the backyard. When all the neighborhood kids came over to play ball, I did not choose to stand in the group for selection. It was easier to sit on the swing and simply watch. Very grateful to have avoided that risk of being last again in the choosing. I tell you this so that my joy may be in you. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Let that sink in today. While we are completely known, inside and out, every gift, talent, immaturity, penchant for meanness, even sin, fully comprehended for all of who we are, and we are chosen anyway. Chosen so we will have joy, God's joy, joy that floods the heart, mind, soul, saturating all we are, all we do, whatever our circumstances, whatever risk, whatever pain happens in the living and loving, God's joy. But this being chosen is incomplete. It is unfinished until we also accept being appointed. There is no coercion from the teacher, no one making us say yes. Whatever ground we are standing on, we remain free to accept or reject being chosen and appointed to bear fruit, fruit that remains. What will be my response? Might it be, yes, Lord, take me, all of me. Prune what needs to be removed. Clip back any growth that might diminish the strength of the branch and hamper a fullness of the fruit I offer. Might we freely say, yes, Lord. Yes, so that God's own joy seeps into every broken place in our lives. God's joy, pouring in as a deep, lasting peace, throbbing in our hearts, surging through our minds, flowing out as abundant fruit for the life of the world. There really is no greater love than this, to hand our lives over for the life of the world. We are chosen by all that is holy, and this holiest of mysteries, this one who chooses incarnating into our humanity, offers us an appointment to bear fruit that will last. We are completely free to respond or not. I will tell you this. It may be easier to sit on the swing and watch rather than to say yes to the risk of offering whatever fruit we have to offer. I might know a sense of relief on the swing, but definitely not the sure and steady joy that brings with it a peace the world cannot know.